the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's never a clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Oh, you made it today.
Good. Oh, I did. Just in the nick of time, too. I was super busy today.
I was late for work the other day because I don't know what happens, but it's called
a nocturnal emission.
I'm a snoozer, so I press snooze. Mark is against snoozing.
Oh, yeah. When my alarm fucking goes off, bam, up.
I snooze. Anyway, so usually I have three snoozes.
Ever heard the expression, you snooze, you lose?
But yeah, well, for some reason, every once in a while, my phone won't it'll say snooze at, 8:25.
It'll say, 10 minutes snooze.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I wake up and it's 9:30. I'm like, I have to be at work, now.
Apparently, I'm
what the hell's going on? And I look, and it says it's supposed to snooze. I go, I guess I'll have to wait. It says, snooze at 8:25.
Yeah, you said.
You know.
Are you blaming your phone for your laziness? Because you understand it's you, right?
It's the phone's fault. I depend on that phone, Mark. And it barely works since it got all wet in that one football game I went to.
Well, you were super excited. So was the phone.
I need a new phone, but I don't feel like spending the money, so I'm not going.
Well, I'll be getting a phone pretty soon. Oh, once that text money comes in. Only time of year I have money, so I'm going to get that phone.
I don't feel like spending that much money on a phone.
So have a fucking broken phone that you sleep through. Good. Good for you.
Well, I mean, it works. It was really slow the one day, so I went in and I started racing.
Hello, Mike.
You know what I do when computers and my phone are slow? I close my eyes. I close my eyes and every couple seconds I go.
Are you wishing for it to go faster?
And I close my eyes and I go, huh? And I just wait. Because I don't know, I get bored waiting.
Huh.
You ever get bored waiting?
No, I love waiting. It's awesome. My favorite thing, waiting for shit.
So I do it at McDonald's when I order something. I'm waiting and I just close my eyes.
Sir? Sir, are you okay? Sir? Sir, you need to move aside. People are in line. Sir? Anyway, before you cut my ass off, I came up with a brand new show idea again.
Is this Family Feud again? I don't want to hear it.
New, I said.
Okay,
you've been going on lately about how hilarious The Sopranos are, correct?
Mm-hmm, it is.
So why doesn't somebody capitalize on that idea and just make a straight-up crazy comedy like that? It's meant to be a comedy, not like Sopranos. That
wouldn't be as funny.
It could be, if it was done right.
What, analyze that? This?
No, that's a piece of shit. This doesn't have to be a fucking mob thing. My idea is, it's a prison show, and it's run by an insane warden who lives in the fucking prison with the prisoners. He's in a fucking cell. He's fraternizing with all of them, and he runs that prison like he is a mob boss. Like, him and his enforcers, the prison guards, are more fucking, crooked than the guys living there. But do it like a serious comedy. Just all the violence of Sopranos that's hilarious, but done in a serious way. So it's the same kind of humor. You understand what I mean?
They have comedies like that now. Shameless and House of Lies are just like that.
Well, whatever. And now we've got a new one. My prison one.
Man, I don't know if I'd watch that show. Yes, I'll be honest with you.
You're in it.
Oh, I'm in it.
You're going to watch it now?
Yeah, that changes it a little bit.
I might watch it.
I don't know, because I don't know if a lot of people, I don't know if actors watch their shows. A lot of actors don't, I've heard.
Listen, you're better than a lot of actors. You'll watch.
Well, I know that. I mean, I'm an Academy Award winning actor.
I'm an Academy Award winning fantasizer.
I've seen Into the Future and I win the Oscar in 2027.
What are you going to be, 80? What year is this?
Well, I don't know how old I'll be, but I think almost 50 or something. But, or maybe 60.
Holy shit, man. 50, you and your cane?
No,
it's 13 years from now. Fucking do the math.
I'm almost 88. So anyway, yeah, so I'll win the Oscar. I mean, I'll be a father in the show. Don't you like when young guys, they're acting, and they're like the cool guys, and all of a sudden they start playing dads? Like, I heard
Well, when you get to a certain age, you have to play certain roles.
No, you know what's weird is, what's his name from Breaking Bad? Aaron Paul's going to be playing a dad in his next movie.
Who's Aaron Paul? One.
Jesse Pinkman.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and he's my age, and he's going to be playing a father.
Really? I mean,
whose wife dies. Because in the movies, the wives are always dying or running away.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if the role calls for it, but he seems a little young to be the dad.
Yeah, he doesn't seem... And it's like got like a 15-year-old son. Doesn't seem believable.
Oh, come on.
I mean, technically, he could have a son at all.
Yeah. I could have knocked up a chick when I was 14, and I'd have
Well, no, if he's playing a 35-year-old guy... So you figure to keep kind of when he was 20, I guess. Some people, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fine. It's plausible. It's possible. I understand that. But I just don't see it. You know what? I imagine he's not going to have a big career. I think that Breaking Bad was his big thing, and he'll just be forgotten. You know.
He's going to be in Need for Speed, the movie.
The video game?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. He's also going to be in Super Mario Brothers, the movie, too.
Is he?
No. I just made that up. My point is, 10 years from now, he's not going to... I mean, he'll be working,
first of all,
but he's going to be fucking who?
Oh, yeah, the way, when you're on a show that big, well, I mean...
A lot of actors in shows that big have that problem.
You have your peak in life. It's if you never... Like, whose career is their last thing they ever do is a peak? Other than the old lady in the Titanic movie.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. What am I?
Exactly. That's how your careers work. You have your... If you're lucky, you have this defining moment of your career, and that's what you're known for mostly.
Yeah, then you fade away. Yeah, not everyone.
Some people hang in there, but eventually we're going to say, hey, remember Tom Hanks? Yeah, he had all that run of good movies, and then...
Well, he's dead now.
Tom Hanks?
I mean, in the future.
Well, yeah, but...
He will die in the future.
10 years from now,
you know.
70-year-old Tom Hanks... I don't think he's that old.
I don't fucking know. He could be 70 now. I don't know.
He's not. You know, it's going to be in the past, so, you know, that's how it works. Well, you're faulting a guy because his, you know, biggest career, he was on a huge show, and then he didn't match that?
Yeah, I do fault him. He's a piece of shit now. I hate him.
Friends never did. Roseanne never did. Seinfeld never did.
Yep, hate them all. You're naming everyone I hate.
I don't know what your argument is.
Nothing. I hate them.
Well, you know, he's not going to do as good as he did there.
You're proving my point. Exactly.
So stupid. He won the Super Bowl. Now what? He's never going to match that.
Yeah. What, are you going to win it again?
What, are you going to win two in the same year? You can't. It's possible.
It's true. He can't. Unless he does some kind of parallel universe thing, which, I mean, it could happen, but unlikely.
I don't like what they call any sports world champions.
Yeah.
Like in football, they go... World champions! It's like,
Yeah, I know. This is an American sport. This is American
league. They don't play
anywhere
else. I mean, if you had the, you know, Barcelona against Seattle or something.
Which I don't think they have a football team. Well, they do, but they're playing soccer.
They did. So. The Boat Barcelona Fire or something. No, it was like Barcelona.
Oh, are
Dragons.
You talking about the European League?
World League of American Football.
You know what?
Or NFL Europa.
Hey, why don't we have...
NFL Moon of Saturn?
Hey, shut up. Why don't we have an extra...
I mean, Jupiter?
Bowl. We got the, you know, Super Bowl. We have the Pro Bowl. Then we'll take, I don't know, maybe a team that was close to going to the Super Bowl and have them go against the top European League team.
There is no European League.
Is that gone now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring it back.
That's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It was shitty. It was like a minor league anyway. They get their asses kicked. Now, if you want to have... The
Canadian football.
Loser or the winner play the best college team. That'd be interesting
to see. Do something. Or like I said, the Canadian guys.
Why don't they have sports all year round? Would people get burnt out, you think?
Nah. People,
like, or
they
give
love
them
that
like,
shit.
All right, you know, you have the Super Bowl Sunday. How about month, you know, you get a month off. And then
Super Bowl Saturday.
No. You get a month off, new season starts, and just get... You know, you have a month off in between every season, but it just keeps going.
Man, you said month off like 3 times. But
think about this. Players will get way more money.
They love that, yeah.
Because you're adding way more seasons. Usually you'd play, say, you know, the average player plays like 3 seasons or something. But guys are in the league for a while. You play, what, 10 years?
I guess, if you're lucky.
This way you're playing 2 seasons a year, thereabouts. You're playing 20 years. That's 20. That's extra,
you know what?
Extra 10 years of salary you get.
You'd think they would have thought of something like that just because
argument against is probably the wear and tear on the bodies.
No, but the guys running shit, like the owners, they kind of don't give a fuck. They're in the business of making money.
Yeah. That's
if their players
that's
fucking,
more TV contracts. That's more tickets being bought.
If their players fucking drop dead, who cares? I'll get another one. There's a dude in college right now, just as good or better. We'll get him. That's fine.
Yeah, you just have more players on your team. Instead of having 50 or 60, you have like 90 guys on your team.
Sounds good to me. It's entertainment.
I hate it. Like, This fucking thing that's, I love The Sopranos, but they started this bullshit where shows were only on once a year for 13 episodes.
Yeah.
Like network TV, which they still do. You get 24 episodes and you're on from September, minus a couple breaks here and there, to May. So you only get, like, if you like a network show, which I don't, what do you have to wait? Like 3 months? And then during the summer, yeah, you don't give a shit because, like, well, I'm having fun this summer.
Some people got smart and started doing, like, the kind of counter programming where they'd have new episodes in the summer. I mean, and it took a long time for someone to figure it out. Like, hey, wait a minute. If every fucking show is old during this time, if we're new, don't you think everyone's going to fucking watch us? How long did it take before somebody figured that out? This is like a recent development within the last like 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, a bunch of geniuses around there.
You know, here's how you do it. You have your season, you shorten the season to 12 games. From September to whatever it is.
Football?
Yeah. So you have two 12-game seasons in 1 year. And then the two winners of both years, of both championships, play each other in the ultimate bowl at the end. I think that's awesome.
Then we kill the losing team. I mean, we got to liven things up. It's getting old hat, man. Yeah, they're playing.
Should do more like
Mortal Kombat.
If you have a losing season, you can't play. Like in England, if your soccer team sucks, you get like demoted to a lower league. You can't be in the main league anymore.
Oh my God, the team has to move to Canada.
No, but instead of that, how would they say, like, you can't play next year, you don't make any money, your team's out?
Well, the owners would never go for it because they're not making any money.
Hey, we'll put a good team on the fucking field, and you're good.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it would be funny, though, to, well, I mean, let them play, but, you know, like I said, get up the European League up and running again.
Or you lose the Super Bowl, the next year you have to play in the nude all year.
Hmm. All right, I'm
I watched that.
I don't give a shit if they get hurt.
I think it's
I
hot.
I don't care.
A bunch of naked dudes.
They're in really good shape. For the most, they still got the big fat guys.
Would you have more penis injuries if you're nude? Probably, right?
Well, yeah. You're just all flopping around, of course.
This year, though, that one guy, Vernon Davis, got tackled by his cock.
Like his cock detached from him and tackled him?
So what happened? No, what happened was he's running, and they don't wear cups in the NFL. The guy grabbed his penis and yanked him down. He said it was the most painful tackle he's ever been a part of.
Is there anything in the rule book against cock tackles?
I don't think so.
So there was no flag or anything?
I'd be constantly tackling by their cocks then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're going to stop. A running back's going to be running full speed and just like, he'll stop on a dime. Like,
do you think the guy doing the tackling was thinking, you know what? I bet if I started jerking this dude off, he'd slow down enough that I could tackle him. I think that was just thinking.
Yeah, I mean, run a guy in motion is pretty hard to jerk off. I've tried.
No.
Believe me, I've tried.
Listen. You keep your hand still and let his motion do all the work.
You just hold on to him?
Yeah. Does it all. I think that was his thought process.
I don't think the lingerie bowl with women. You think someone said, hey, lingerie.
I'm going to finger these chicks.
That's too much clothes. How about we just have the nude bowl?
Nah, because then you couldn't get sponsors except for like Playboy and shit. Then you're getting less
circulation.
You don't need
sponsors. People will pay for that shit, man. You can't get sponsors. You don't think Adam and Eve would sponsor or Cougar Life?
How much fucking money do they have? They're in it to make money. You want a broader reach. That's why all these fucking movies, they don't want ours. They want to be PG-13. They want more people. They want more money. That's what it's all about.
They'll make plenty of money. People.
Obviously not. What do you think?
How about celebrity nude football?
You don't think anyone thought of shit before? Hey, why don't we just have them nude with butt plugs and dildos sticking out of them? Good idea.
No. Don't ruin the game with your bullshit.
And that's how you do the tackle. It's like handles.
Fully nude and greased up. At quarterback, Natalie Portman. At running back, we got...
You know what?
Scarlett Johansson.
I hate to break it to you.
What?
They just don't have the skill. I've seen them play. They play for shit.
I don't give a shit. I just want to see them nude run around.
I tried, man. I tried it. I tried to teach them a few things, too. I know the game, and... they just can't learn.
And I got hired to be an oiler before the game. Like, all right, ladies, line up. We're going to oil you up.
You know, for those...
You can help out if you want.
You know those jobs? I mean, that is a real job, not for whatever bullshit you're talking about.
It's on my resume.
But, like, models and things like that need to be oiled up. They usually have, like, gay guys doing it. Because, I mean, the chicks don't want some dude with a fucking boner rubbing them down. Because, you know, if you're, like, a regular guy and you're backstage at, like, a fashion show...
Do you think they care if, like...
them,
John Stamos is with a boner is doing it? No.
No. Well, you're no John Stamos. I hate to break it to you.
I'm well aware.
I didn't know if you knew.
We saw a picture of John Stamos with...
Jewel
and Katie Couric.
Yeah.
And he was prettier than both of them.
I know. The man... is like, what is he? How old is he?
If you didn't F, marry, kill with John Stamos, Jewel, and
he would not be killed.
No. I'd marry that bastard.
Yeah, he's the one you marry.
I'd kill Kitty Carrick. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah.
And,
having sex with
make
Jewel.
Make love with Jewel. Make, and then
that's not a woman you fuck. You make love.
Yeah. Kiss her snaggletooth. And I enjoy it.
Yeah, but man, that dude is like, what is he, 50?
Who will save your soul? Remember that song?
Shut the fuck up. I don't. You know you're tone deaf. You know that?
You sing it then if you're so good.
I don't claim to be a fucking singer. That's why I don't sing.
Do I claim to be a singer or do I just sing bad? That's not claiming anything.
I don't know. If you start fucking on film, I think indirectly you're claiming to be a porn star. You don't have to say it. You don't. It's not in. It's in like a little card in your wallet. Hi, I'm Mike the porn star.
Like if I had volunteered to paint some guy's house, I'd do this horrible. Like, what the fuck, man? You ruined my house. Like, listen, I didn't claim to be a painter. I just said I'd paint.
Two different things. I didn't give you permission to paint my house either. It showed up.
My house is brick. You shouldn't paint that.
Some people do, right? Do you paint brick?
Then depends what kind of brick, I guess. I don't know.
What about bric-a-brac?
I'm not a... I'm not one of those... What do they call bricklayers? A mason. Stone mason. You know, the stone masons, they run shit.
I've heard about that. Oh, Battle Royale. Stone masons against the Illuminati. Who would win?
Against an Anonymous.
What?
A tournament of assholes that don't exist. Anonymous, they're like the network of like hackers and they hack into stuff.
Is that a real thing or one of those conspiracy guys?
No, it's not really. They're kind of real.
Yeah, okay.
But really, it's just a bunch of people who aren't really connected. They say, we're Anonymous.
Yeah.
If you're saying you're Anonymous, I don't know if you're not.
Well, yeah, I didn't give you my fucking name.
I see that.
If you don't know who I am and I say I'm Anonymous.
I see that in the cam sites where it's like, like Anonymous just tipped. I was watching this cam show last week.
Cam girls, you mean? Like porn? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it was Awesome Kate and Veronica. And they had me for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
They had captivating television.
It was
television.
A good show. They were really drunk. And Awesome Kate got nude. But then Veronica wouldn't. So of course, I'm just like, you got to get naked, Veronica. You got to.
You gave them so much money.
And dudes were tipping them like crazy, like thousands of dollars of tokens, whatever the fuck that means. And
I thought you were going to pop your collar.
And then, yeah. When I talk about porn, I do that. Yeah. And I got so pissed because then they went to group shows. Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I'm not part of the group.
You whores trying to make money. Fuck you.
Yeah, that makes me angry, those ladies. My career.
Ladies of the night.
The one girl calls it a career. Like, it ain't a fucking career.
If you're fucking making enough money to live, that's your career.
I wouldn't know what that's like, Mark, to make enough money to live.
I'm aware.
It's a foreign concept to me.
If you're a bum, but you make
apparently
enough money...
Apparently, I don't have a career either.
Yeah, if you're homeless and you make enough money to get by, that's your fucking career.
I guarantee there's homeless guys that make more money in a week than I do.
You hear about that all the time. There's like homeless guys that make a shitload of money. They like, I don't know, they must have a gimmick or they know what.
And there's no overhead. They don't have to pay insurance.
It's true.
And I know this is a hacky thing to say, but why don't all homeless people move to a warm area?
I know.
You have nothing but time on your hands? Walk to fucking Florida.
In our neck of the woods, it's been literally 0 degrees.
No, the heat. It was a
negative zero.
It was a heat wave over the weekend.
Yeah, we had like fucking, it was like 30 degrees, so it really did feel super
warm.
But
last week it was like minus 20.
Literally, yeah, I mean literally zero or less. And I you would think, like, if you're fucking homeless now, wouldn't you just be dead?
I'd start walking. I'd be, fuck it. Because when you're walking, you won't be that cold anyway, so.
Well, I mean, be better.
If all of a sudden I'm homeless, I guarantee I'm starting my walk to either... I guess California's a little far. But hey, I got nothing but time.
I heard Forrest Gump did it.
He did.
Yeah. If he can do it.
Wait, he's going to say something. I don't want to run anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Now, how did he get home? Did he run back home or did he get catch a plane?
I don't think he kept any... Did you see a wallet in his pocket?
True. It wasn't like 5 years or something he was doing it?
You know what didn't make sense for that? How is he fucking eating? He didn't bring money. He didn't bring a backpack. And he couldn't leave something somewhere.
He was
somewhere
famous,
and go
so
get
I think
it.
They people donated shit to him.
Hey, you want to come into my house and eat? No one. He didn't say. Kind of doesn't make sense. I mean, I know it is a movie, but I mean, think it through a little bit.
Yeah, well, how many years was he doing it? Like three or four?
I don't fucking know. You think he got any road pussy?
Was this before or after he got Bubba Shrimp going? It was after, right?
No idea.
Yeah, because it was after What's Her Face broke up with him.
No idea.
Why don't you
want... Listen, I'm not a...
Jenny, why don't you want to marry me?
I'm not sure if...
Yeah, and then she just started running after she said, because you're retarded, Forrest, and I don't want to marry a retarded person.
I'm not sure if everyone appreciates a whole podcast dedicated to Forrest Gump. It's a little dated.
We've been talking about it for maybe 2 minutes.
I know.
Everyone loves that movie. It's a classic.
People of a certain age love that movie. I'm not sure if everyone watches it now.
That's the thing with young people.
They don't want... Listen, that
they don't
not
give
even
a
that...
fuck about anything. They don't even give a fuck. They don't even give a fuck about the things they give a fuck about.
It's true. You know what? And the thing is, in my mind, Forrest Gump doesn't even seem that old, but really it is. It's probably, what is it, like 18 years old or something like
that? I was watching the movie This Is the End with Seth Rogen and all that shit.
I just haven't caught that. Is it any good?
It's all right.
I heard of good things.
A couple laughs here and there. Mm. I'll admit I don't have a very good sense of humor.
We all know. We know.
I don't know. I just, when things are, when people are trying to make me laugh, I don't laugh that much.
Like tickling you?
Yeah. So anyways, at the end, the Backstreet Boys were on there and I was like, man, those guys were on top of the fucking world.
I know.
10 years, well, we'll say, you know, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, 14 years ago, you know, turn of the century, they were huge, biggest thing going, and now they're just kind of like...
Oh, yeah, I remember those guys.
They still make decent money on tour and stuff, but they're not making headlines.
That's how it works.
You know, they get like 35-year-old women going to their concerts.
It's
and
always...
Like, oh, I remember when I was 12 and I love those guys.
Out of all those groups, you always have the one guy who'll fucking do a solo thing and make money.
Well, out of all those boy groups, I can think of one guy with a good career.
Marky Mark.
Well, he's not in music anymore, but no, wow. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He's
almost not in music either.
Other than that, Lance Bass has got, you know, his gay thing going on. Like, I'm gay now, so he's got that whole career.
It's a career being gay?
If you're like a former star and you're like, man, my career is going to shit, come out of the closet.
Yeah,
and
now...
all of a sudden you have this whole niche thing. There's a whole niche market for gay people.
Yeah, which I kind of don't get. I mean, okay, maybe you didn't think the guy was talented before, but now he's gay, so now I'm going to go see him?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of...
I really don't get it. Is it a whole let's take care of our own mentality?
That's the way everyone is with their groups. And I've said this a million times. If I was a gay man, I would not be part of the group. I don't think. I mean, I guess if you're kind of like, I guess the thing behind it is like, you feel alone like most of your adolescence because, you know, you can't come out, or if you do, you're kind of goofed on. So you want to be part of that group because you feel safer and all that. Like, hey, these guys, you know, they're part of, you know, we're the same. But I don't...
You know what? I'm jealous I don't have a group.
Well, you could look for other creeps, I guess.
I don't want to be friends with anybody, though.
See, that's a specific group. Like, being gay is easier to get a group because, you know...
Yeah.
You have tons of different people that are gay. Like, hey, I'm gay. All right, that's good. You're in my group.
And, you know, the things I'm...
What are you into that, like, has mass... Like,
the things that
mass
I'm,
appeal.
That I'm interested in, I'm not interested enough that I'm going to join a group... You know, like, I don't know every fucking detail about...
Hey, Mark, I heard you like porn. We have a porn club up at the VFW the first Monday of every month, not counting holidays. So if you want to come by, you know, we'll discuss our favorite porns that we watch during the week.
Maybe
start a circle jerk up, I don't know.
If there's chicks involved, I might check it out, but if it's all dudes, no. And I'm sure all these people that are there have, like, all their favorite porn stars, and they know directors and different films, and I just fucking watch clips,
yeah, you're
man.
Not really a historian.
Yeah.
What do they call it?
They chronicle it.
Thumb their nose at you or whatever.
Yeah, I go on the fucking websites, and I just, like, looks interesting. Let me check that out.
Yeah, you'd be out of place in that kind of a club.
Yeah, I'm out of place everywhere.
Yeah, there's a few things I'm kind of I know a lot about, but if I went to like real nerd, like
you can in music and sports,
well,
can manage.
I think like
you can get by.
I know a ton about Metallica. There's probably not much I don't know about them.
Cock size.
And Howard Stern and there's one other thing I can't remember what it is now.
Apparently, you don't know that
Back
much
to
about
the future,
it at all.
Back to the Future. Yeah. So those three things. So
why don't you mix it all together? Why don't you have Howard Stern and Metallica time travel?
Dude, when When I was listening to the Howard Stern birthday thing the other day, and James Hetfield from Metallica had a video, happy birthday thing, I was like, oh. And when they were on the show last month, I was like, oh my God. It was a magical moment for me because my two greatest... I don't like calling anyone a hero anymore because I'm too old, so I say my influences. That's fucking... They're together.
What if you were drinking a Pepsi at the same time?
You wouldn't know what it's like, Mark, because you don't have influences or heroes.
I don't. That's true. You know that.
You hate everyone now.
I don't hate. I mean, I do hate a lot of people, but mostly I just don't give a shit.
You're so over anything you liked when you were younger. You're kind of over it now.
Yeah, I really am. I'm not impressed by much anymore. It takes a lot to be like, oh, yeah, that's actually pretty good. Mostly it's like, meh, fog it.
What are you going to do when you're 80? You're going to literally have no interests anymore.
I don't know. I'll still like, listen, I'm not over porn yet. I still have that.
What do you think? You don't think you'd ever get tired of porn?
I don't think so.
What if I rented you a house and there's big screens all over the house, porn 24/7?
You know what? It wouldn't take long before I kind of just tuned it out, and I wouldn't even pay attention to it anyway. And then later on, you know, before I go to bed, I focus on one screen, and, you know, I'm good. But, like, during my daily routine, you know, like, all right. Oh, I was thinking about, wouldn't that be awesome to have, like, enough money to have, like a plexiglass thing in your shower with a big TV behind it? So you could just watch TV while you're in the shower. Like, one wall, it's just a giant screen.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I've seen, like, they sell that shower at the county fair here.
Where but they got a little tiny TV.
Little tiny.
I want the whole wall.
I shower on the run. Like, I'm not showering, like, relaxed. Every once in a while, I'll just like, oh, this feels so good. And I'll stay in there for, like, a half hour. But most of the time, I have to get to work. So I'm like, in there for, like, 3 minutes or 10 minutes. And then, you know, or I'm, you know, all right, I'm going to a movie. I got to meet someone at a movie and, you know, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe I should shower, and then I'll take a nap, and then it's like, shit, I gotta be there in 3 minutes. I gotta shower.
Yeah, but in this fantasy, if you have enough money to make a fucking screen out of a wall, you're probably not rushing off to work. Take the time.
You don't have to be that rich to do that.
Really? Really?
Well, I mean, you don't have to be a millionaire to do that.
I was thinking about too.
What does Mark consider rich anyway? A lot of people have different. Definitions.
The correct question is, what is the minimum amount of money to have to be classified as rich? Because if you're a millionaire, we all say that's rich. Do you know anyone? I mean, would you know anyone that's a millionaire that you'd think, that dude's not rich?
Well, I think
if you make $1 million a year, I mean, you don't. It's not a million take home, you know, as taxes and shit. Like, let's say you gross $1 million. I mean, you're probably rich.
If you gross $1 million, so that means
you bring home probably like $700,000.
Dude.
Oh wait, they get more taxes off.
Yeah,
than
it's
that.
Probably like
maybe half.
It's nearly 50.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Let's say you know you're doing some.
Here's the problem.
Crunching some numbers.
You
and
make $500,000 a year. You're probably spending on mortgages and shit like 450 or 400. They say that the richer you get, like most people,
your overhead grows with it.
Yeah. It'd be, you know, if all of a sudden, you know, starting this week, we got, you know, $7,000 checks.
Hey, I got a raise.
That'd be sweet, but first of all, we'd go, holy shit.
Oh my God, we're going on spending sprees because we're dumb.
We are. You can say you wouldn't, but you.
You could say, wait. I could say I wouldn't, but you and your infinite wisdom say I would.
You get plenty of money back in your taxes every year. Where does the money go?
Paying bills. Dude, what? You didn't see my new speedboat?
I'm telling you, that is the way it works. They've said that for the rich you are, that there's hardly a difference unless you make an extreme amount where you're like, all right, now I have $100 million. But if you go up a couple hundred thousand dollars, you're going to spend, you're not going to be that much. You'll have nicer things. And you probably won't be, you're not going to be, your bills aren't going to be late and everything, but you're not going to have as much money in the bank as you'd think.
Okay, that's fine. But you ruined your own point by mentioning my tax money because you know goddamn well I'm not out buying luxuries. I'm still just surviving.
But you buy a couple nice, you're buying a new phone. You know, you might buy a new TV or whatever, you know, whatever you need that year.
Yeah, and then some years I don't. And then the money's still gone, just the same. It's paying bills and shit.
You don't think that would happen if you all of a sudden you're making 500 grand a year?
I think I can cover my bills. I think I can manage to pay my phone bill with 500 grand.
I know, but you're going to get a nicer house, the bigger
and
mortgage.
And a better phone. Way more expensive. Yeah. Way more minutes.
You're going to get a nicer house. You're not going to buy. You're not making enough money all at once where you can just buy. Like, yeah, here you go. Hence the realtor. No, you're going to have to get a mortgage for it. And then the mortgage is going to be like, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a month. So it's going to be a bigger nut every month. That's why these rich people, they file bankruptcy, but they still have way more money than us. But they filed bankruptcy. Because they can't pay their $60,000 a month mortgage.
They fucking ruin it for everyone. That's why they changed the bankruptcy laws.
Well, no, they are bankrupt because they can't pay their mortgage.
No, that's fine. But a lot of people, they changed the bankruptcy laws. Like, back in the day, you could declare bankruptcy. You just didn't have to pay shit. It's like, well, listen, bankrupt. Not paying anything.
You...
And now, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now there's a whole bunch of stipulations, and you still have to pay your bills. And it's a whole fucking thing.
Now, if you stay in your house, which is, you know, that's a $600 mortgage or something, and you're making $500,000 a year, like, well, I'm living pretty well now. But no one does that. They want, like, I got all this money, I'm going to buy a better house.
Listen, I didn't want to tell you this, but I actually make around 600, 700 grand a year, and I rent my apartment, and, you know.
Secretly rich.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call myself rich. I'm well off. But, you
secretly
know.
Rich. Next on the Discovery Channel. On TLC, Secretly Rich. That sounds like the next...
Wouldn't it? Like, dude has makes like $1 million a year, but lives like a fucking like starving artist. And he just doesn't want to use his money.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
I don't know. Except you'd have to figure out a way to... like, when his family doesn't know he's rich and they find out he is. Like, we've been struggling for years. Tommy dropped out of school so he could get a job to help us make ends meet.
I wouldn't understand the reasoning behind it. Maybe it's like some weird kind of phobia, like he doesn't want to use money, because like, what are you saving it for, asshole?
There are some crazy people, well, not to that far of an extent.
Well, you do hear about those homeless guys who are actually, you know,
yeah.
They have like, you know, 300 grand in a mattress somewhere.
My grandparents saved up hundreds of thousands of dollars. They, you know, before they started their health, when they had to use it for a health care, they had like $200,000-$300,000 in the bank. And it was all from just pretending they were super poor their whole lives. And they weren't rich by any, you know, they were, you know, middle class. But when you pretend that you're lower class or in poverty levels, when you're making, you know, middle class wages,
about it before, having that generation having the Depression era mentality. So, I mean, they could do that and be fine doing it.
I mean, you look like, all right, I make $500 a week, but I'm going to pretend I only make $200, and the rest just goes in the bank.
Yeah.
And I don't ever touch it.
These later generations,
nobody
that's
does
not going to fucking happen.
Nobody does that.
Yeah. Like I said, back then, they lived through the Depression. Yeah. You know, they could manage it. Now, fuck that. Please.
Especially if you're single. I mean, you can't date with, you know, you gotta spend good money on girls.
That is true.
So
and you got a shower beforehand. I was like, I was gonna take a girl out. I thought, shit, no, I don't have time to shower. Fuck it. Who cares?
Well, if it's a first date and you know you're not gonna fuck, you could just wash your hair.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a first date, and I was figuring we'd have sex, but like, she's fucked me before, she'll fuck me again. Not gonna be a deal breaker.
You are disgusting.
Well, when you don't care about the girl.
You know what else is disgusting? Hotshotwizkids.com.
It's true. Go to the website and check it out. Gross as shit.
See ya. Why you hate that?
Yeah. Man, you sound like an asshole. You sound like a fucking hack.
See ya. I just want to...
I'll say,
it's over.
Yeah. If you've listened to the show before, what is it? HotshotWizKids.com. Check out the rest of the week. Daniel's
we listened to the last year's episodes. They're still waiting. Like, I don't know if it's over yet. They didn't say goodbye.
This guy didn't say, see ya, everybody. I don't know if it's done. Should we still listen? It stopped. It's the counters went to fucking zero, but I still got my buds in. I don't know.
Yeah.
HotshotWizKids.com.